Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dick, welcome to the show. First off, how's everything going? How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I guess I'm doing a little better than Joe this morning, huh?
Joe's
under the weather.
He's out a little bit, but he'll be back strong next week, Dick. Appreciate
you. He can talk hurt, can't he?
It's a good point.
I don't think he can. Apparently, no. Yeah. He can't. He's not a good push through type guy.
He's not. Dick, let me ask you, we weren't accustomed really to the Eagles losing, but certainly losing in that manner last week, 42-9 to the 49ers. For you, was this just the perfect storm of a team that had an excellent tight end, that had, a guy in Deebo Samuel that, can really hurt the Eagles where they were most vulnerable? Like, how do you view that loss?
Well, I think, first off, the 49ers had all the advantage. First off, they were a good team last year that lost a game to go to the Super Bowl, and I think they carried that vengeance through the whole offseason. Mm-hmm. And I would bet that the staff put a little time into preparation for the next time they play the Eagles.
Sure.
For the whole offseason. And I think the players don't forget that. And we all have to appreciate the value of mental preparation for big games. And I'm sure the Eagles were really ready to play. But when you have a year of vengeance build up in an emotional, intense combat sport like football, it gives you a real edge. It gives you a real edge. And there was no question that game plan was beautiful, okay? And, hey, they did the same thing to the Dallas Cowboys, okay? Without mm-hmm. the vengeance, they're a fine football team. Yeah.
Coach, five straight teams have outgamed us by at least 98 yards. Have teams caught up with our offense? Is that what we're seeing?
Maybe things have caught up with our defense. Mm. You know, we're not doing a good job in third down conversion on defense. We're not doing a good job in the red zone on defense. You know, I think we're number 32 in third down percentage success, opponents' third down success, and I think we're 32 in the red zone with 28 touchdowns against us down there.
Oh, geez.
So that's part of the problem. You know, keep the game closer, it's easier to win.
Yeah, man. The last three games, too, I'm looking at the rushing stats against us. 168, 172, 146 yards on the ground by San Francisco. Why can't we stop the run anymore?
Well, you know, the San Francisco attack is not the normal attack anymore in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You know, they also include the fullback and the variations of running. They leave their best running back on the field probably about 90% of the time. And so he gets his lather up. The offensive line has confidence in it. And the run game design is very good. It's a little bit different than we see from week to week. And I think that creates problems for the defensive opponent. And, you know, they're just an extremely well-coached football team. And they do a marvelous job of game planning. You know, people always talk about, oh, that was a good play call. They don't call the plays well. It's not calling the play. It's designing what you want in your game plan, then utilizing it at the time you want to utilize it as planned in preparation. Yeah. And, you know, it's not hard to call a play off a sheet that's all listed and categorized. But yeah. It's what you put in those categories that make a difference. And I think
Kyle.
Kyle does as good a job or better than anybody in football in that category.
Hey, Dick, did that loss shift your point of view of the NFC? In other words, did you think going into it the Eagles were the best team? Do you view it now a little bit differently, or do you just chalk it up to one loss?
No, going into the game, I thought the 49ers were a better team, mm-hmm. but I'm not saying that physically or coaching or anything. I just buy all the numbers that I study, okay?
Yeah.
The numbers indicate in all the different categories of where the two teams were rated, the 49ers dominated those ratings, okay? Just like right now, the Cowboys do too. The Cowboys are better than the 49ers in a lot of different stats. Now, that doesn't mean anything on Sunday sometimes. You throw the stats away and play the game physically.
Yeah.
But the 49ers are going to present a lot of problems, a lot of problems. And as we know, you're talking about C.D. Lamb and right up there, one of the best receivers in football. But where you're fortunate, he really is the number one wide receiver, where we have two great wide receivers. So I think we should win that battle.
What can we realistically expect from Shaq Leonard?
I don't know if they'll play him.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he was playing. What you don't know why a team would let a good football player go if he was still playing well.
Mm-hmm.
Not many teams do that. But hopefully he will upgrade our act occasionally at that position if we are not as good as we think we should be. And, no one knows him better than our head coach.
Right.
So he has confidence in him and plays him. He wouldn't play him if he didn't think he could play well.
Dallas has won 14 straight games at home. How tough a place is that to go in and win?
Well, I tell you, it's extremely tough. Yeah, it's just like coming to Philadelphia when you're a good team and beat Philadelphia here. It's tough. But it's not impossible, of course. It's going to be a real, real challenge, a real, real challenge, because on paper, this football team is better than our football team right now. But, as you know, as a former NFL player, you throw those stats out Sunday and play.
Yeah. C.D. Lamb, last time we played him, week 9, he had 11 catches for 191 yards. What do we need to do differently against him this time?
Well, with us, as we are constructed, our number one thing is pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't get the pass rush, the quarterback is going to be successful. Therefore, the wide receiver is going to be successful. And C.D. Lamb, no question, 90 receptions this year, 1,182 yards, averaging 13.1. He's, they've only got one great wide receiver to defend, okay? One great wide receiver to defend. But it'll depend on our pass rush. Last week we did not get a pass rush.
Right.
Salute 49ers. They did a very fine job. What was so-called just a pretty good offensive line, they proved they were very good. Plus the quarterback got rid of the ball in time. Jack right now, Prescott right now is number one in the league, pass percent complete, touchdowns passing, total points scored. The offense is number one. We got a lot of problems. Yeah, a lot of problems. But I think they're maybe a little better defined against the Cowboys, and go from there. But it's still going to depend on our pass rush.
It feels like we've done a good job with Micah Parsons. It feels like Micah Parsons hasn't taken games and taken them over. And I can remember specifically putting him in conflict, with our offense, with the RPO stuff. How hard is it going to be to neutralize that big a talent, Coach?
Well, I think, especially if they keep him outside, our offensive tackles can handle him. The 49ers. Yeah. Defensive end didn't really drive us crazy. Mm-hmm. And they're two number one picks in the league, And our offensive tackles did a fine job last night, overall, in just a spectator's view. And I think our offensive line can neutralize Parsons. A great offensive lineman game day against another great defensive lineman, especially if they play one-on-one the whole ball game, more often than not, in coordination with your quarterback, he won't be a major factor. Your great tackle, like Johnson there, and our young tackle on the left side is really coming along. They will neutralize. They might have some problems if they move him inside and stun him, because he can accelerate so fast coming around on the tackle end chains, exchanges, and all that kind of stuff. Some of those sacks he gets are because no one blocked him because of the stunt they ran and the speed and the ability to accelerate like he does.
Right, right.
We're speaking with Coach Dick Vermeil. John, go ahead.
He's going to be – they're going to line him up everywhere. He's going to be inside linebacker, outside linebacker,
right.
Nose tackle.
They've traditionally handled
him,
though. I mean, they have.
It feels like we have.
It's kind of like Aaron Donald. Doesn't hurt the Eagles generally.
Our offensive line is very good and extremely well coached in pass protection.
Right. Right. So this Deron Bland guy seems like he really jumps routes. And what, he's got five touchdowns
this
year?
Five pick sixes.
A guy like that, Coach, do you throw at him or do you stay away?
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think people throw at him because he's not as good as the other corner. Okay. So he gets more opportunities to intercept the ball.
Interesting.
You know, and I'm no authority on their secondary, believe me. But many times or sometimes that guy that's making the pick from time to time like he's doing, it's because they're throwing at him. If he was a great one, why would you even throw over there? You know, so I think it's a combination of that. But it was something I'm sure our offensive coaches recognize.
Hey, Dick, what's the computer saying about this game? Who wins it?
You want to know?
Yes, sir.
That's Dallas Cowboys by 9.
Ooh. What does Coach Ramil say about this?
You know, I talked to my expert, Jaworski, okay? Okay. He and I conferred, and I sort of agree with game. You don't want to get in a low-scoring game with those guys because our defense may not, you know, our defense may not be able to hold them in a low-scoring game. Mm. We've got to get up into the 30 points to win this football game. And Ron was right in saying that, and I feel the same way he does in terms of evaluating the numbers here. You know, I don't go to the NFL films and study the game tapes like he does and that kind of stuff. So I think, like Ron, you know, if you're a gambler, you bet on the Cowboys.
Okay, interesting.
And hard out of it, okay?
Yeah, well said. All right, listen, so Hanukkah is upon us. Christmas is 17 days away. You have great news here. If you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you can now get delicious Vermeil wine shipped directly to your home. Visit vermeilwines.com for Coach's entire wine selection. Dick, what a great holiday gift.
Yeah, they'd make a good, not only a gift, it's nice to drink.
Dick, my neighbor stopped me the other day and said, next time you talk to Dick Vermeil, tell him we had the wine for Thanksgiving and the whole family loved it.
Well, great. Yeah, we're getting a lot of compliments. In fact, we did some bottling yesterday of our 2022 Bennies yesterday. So, of course, it won't be ready for a while, but it's going well. Our 2021 vintage is maybe overall our best vintage. And I just got back from doing a wine tasting, a wine event in South Carolina yesterday, and the wines received great reviews, so I'm proud of them.
Wonderful.
Great. Dick,
of course,
listen,
we're not competing against the Cowboys either.
Well, we're looking for, we know how many big wins you've had, not only in 79 with the 59-yard field goal from Tony Franklin, but the big one in the NFC Championship game in 1981. But, Dick, we really appreciate it, man. We're looking forward to talking to you next week. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Take care. Go Eagles.
All right, there is Dick Vermeil.